语课堂听 class.com。
Practice hour, part one, memory training. Instructions. Listen to the following two passages without taking notes. Reproduce passage one in the source language and passage two in the target language.Passage 1.
北京故宫。故宫的面积约是天安门广场的两倍，比凡尔赛宫殿还大，是日本平安神宫的十倍左右。故宫的历史开始于570年前。请大家把思绪拉回到570年前来游览故宫吧。我们首先看到的是故宫朝南的正门，叫做午门。午是正响午时的午，是位于正中的意思。午门的下面有五个拱门，正中间的门只有皇帝才能出入，即使地位很高的大臣也只能使用两侧的门。地方上的诸侯只能使用最两端的小门，这些都是根据身份等级来严格规定的。过去只有皇后在结婚的时候才能从午门进入一次，其他女性一律禁止出入午门。当然，现在是谁都可以进了。过去对皇帝的心腹都是这样严厉，一般百姓就更不用提，连靠近故宫都不行。所以，这个故宫又被称作紫禁城。紫是紫色的紫，过去有天地之子，老子住的地方当然也得是紫色的宫殿才中，于是用了个紫字。禁就是禁止入内的禁字，也就是禁止随便进放的意思。
Passage 2.
Traveling around San Francisco. After so much walking, you may feel tired and sticky and ready for a swim.There's often a thick morning mist from the sea in summer, but the weather can be very hot. Yet nobody swims in the Pacific. It is too risky. There are miles and miles of smooth, hard sand, empty because of sharks, those dreadful big man-eating fish, and the high and dangerous waves of the sea. So take a streetcar from the city center to the wonderful swimming pool on the edge of the ocean.Afterwards, you can go to the neighboring zoo. Later, while you wait to catch a streetcar returning to your hotel, you may even see the sign, Doggy Diner, a restaurant for dogs.